Reading Bruno Schultz on Rosh Hashanah.
Tiki Ah.
In one blast, a man answers with all he has, his barrel chest outlined against an everlasting light. A kiss to a ram's horn, and we are called by that guttural song, who shall live by fire or sword? Mountains that still dance, and us, our feet together, bowing, chanting, churning, hearing a voice that calls us to our desert roots, fire to ashes, and ashes to earth. A man standing alone on a corner with nothing but a small loaf of sawdust in his pocket asks himself, do we all live to burn the things we love most? A question formed in this scratched language, this sand in my cupped hands trickling through my fingers. I wash my face in its gravel sound. Let it skim me over the desert where we were born in 40 years of walking, born and reborn, subdividing and creating, gathering sparks that flicker, fly, ignite, a wind that spins me into a funnel dance, a new mind found on this long day, a new life inside me, and this sound of sand, pushed by wind, pushed by song, a shofar cry that rises like a single shot echoes, like a flock of cranes formed in the heart of a peace sign and grazing the tops of trees, spiraling into an open sky, tilting me towards the face of God with the smallest prayer. Next year, next year, always next year.
Shvarim.
Later, the Thursday was always called black. So many yellow starred and starved bodies cluttering the streets, hunted, then abandoned. Schultz walking through the ghetto in the town where he was born, a town that held him like a cradle. The bread in his pocket, more mud than food, sawdust and water, pasty as molding clay. Schultz, the property of SS Führer Felix Landau, a man whose sneer covered Dubrovnich like a blackout curtain. Schultz, who held false papers stuffed in a dresser drawer like the key to a brothel. Tempting, but never touched. Schultz, who turned his face that morning to the November mist the way a bloom faces the sun, blind to bodies or puddles. Because God laid his hand on Schultz while he slept, while flickers flared across his eyelids, and he thought only of the Messiah. The pulpy sweetness of a fresh apricot cracked in half and rising over a city. Sparks that fly through his mind with the strength of a summer storm, a golden childhood, which is, of course, the Messiah. So who cares that SS officer Karl Gunther always had bad teeth, or that he found comfort in the hands of a Jew, a dentist? No one cares. It only matters that the dentist was Gunther's Jew, his. And it matters that when Landau broke a tooth, he went to Gunther's Jewish dentist. And when, for the third time, Landau flinched and the Jew uttered a soft curse under his breath, Landau unholstered his gun and shot that dentist cleanly through the eye. In the end, it only ever matters that when Gunther heard his Jew was dead, he found Schultz on the corner of this street or that and raised his Luger like a helmeted hawk. Landau kills my Jew, I will kill his Jew. And as easy as breaking an apricot in two or merely dispatching a bird into an open sky, he shot Schultz just above the left ear. And the myth was shattered, and the world was shattered, and the sparks that slipped from Schultz's wounds fell like glass left to glisten in the lingering light, which is to say, scattered from the age of genius, poured from his ruptured skull, spilling into the muddy puddles near his head. How they glistened there, with no one to notice. Not the hunters, nor the hunted. Not the child who reached for the bread before he kissed his teacher's lips. Or the friend who came in darkness to gather the body and return it to the dust.
Trua.
Hold me. Hold me. Hold my legs together. Staunch each surge, every secretion, this current that grips me as the petals of my body open and close over hers. Please, God, please. What is this language, this thread of red, this leak of life imprinted on my thigh? A scarlet tattoo? Please. My head fills with ink. My body with the dredges of the night, they swim in me still. Are you listening? Lay with me. Moon your hand across my dreams. Go ahead, dance. Dance the stars out of the sky. Let it be tomorrow and she still inside me. Where am I? Has night become day? I touch the cruelty of a new sun here, curled on a bathroom floor, a broken ring around the life that has slipped from me. She is perfect, a simple gift in this pool of blood, no bigger than my palm, toes and fingers translucent, but 10, intact. O daughter of a thousand fragments, their shadow shards filling me, falling into my womb. In this moment, I am mother. Please, breathe. Breathe into her. Set your lips over hers and breathe. Breathe her your honey. Breathe her your milk. Set yourself under her tongue. Please. Where am I? Hardtack and water. Empty day. A broken ring. I'll count to 10, but this bathroom is still empty, breathless. Moments move by on heavy feet. God, I am the bride, waiting. I am under a dark canopy, bundled myrrh between my breasts, hands hennaed, but truth, I did not pray for us. I didn't pray at all. I lay here on linoleum, fasted even as my body filled with burn. Please, I'll sing now the hymns no one has ever heard. God, I will offer you up her translucent toes, her teeth buds, the cascade of her future curls. I ache to catch your flames, their energy, and their rage. Drop some of those burning worlds on my tongue. Those too I can smother on a cold floor. Make room for us and our animal existence. I will kneel here on the pitted earth, fit every shard back together. But tell me, God, where do I put the small shoes of my unborn children?
Tikia gdola.
Here, a shul bathroom, like another room remembered. Water now, encupped in two hands, held to my face, melting the salt and sand finally from my eyes. At the shofar blast, I lift my head, a deer in darkness, startled, alive. Today, even the Kruvim have given up androgyny, turned themselves to two sexes entwined, wings circled forward to shield, and comfort each other. For you are beloved before Hashem. Yes, you, the woman. And it was today he told Sarah she will have a son. Nurse him well from a wrinkled tit. Hannah mumbling on the stairs, and Rachel weeping, kneeling, forehead to dust. All gone, and she's alone in a tomb. The womb prepares. The candles are lit. We hold all that is sacred in our palm of air, strike our own thigh, then buck and slap together, nothing on our minds but the pleasure that hides behind these walls, scratching us into a moment of sparks where new worlds are really born. Cells divide as someone soft and sacred grows round. This is where we start over. Schultz telling stories in a classroom, late nights writing, tossing embers on the page with abandon, or later in a library, deciding which beloved books to burn. My body here, heavy, preparing to start again. The Messiah handed to a stranger and lost forever in one moment on a street corner. We all begin. And we all end. We murmur over the desert like the sand itself whispers before the arrival of dew, of the smallest prayer. Maybe next year in Jerusalem.